Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Pleasure Positive. Welcome to the Pleasure Positive podcast, the ultimate destination for a life filled with pleasure. Join us as we explore the vast landscape of pleasure, from the tantalizing to the transformative. This isn't just a podcast. It's a journey into the joyous realms of life's most delightful experiences. We're here to break down barriers, challenge norms, and open up conversations about the incredible world of pleasure. Expect insightful interviews with experts, everyday adventurers, and anyone embracing the extraordinary in the ordinary. Discover how pleasure isn't just a luxury, but a fundamental part of your well-being. Subscribe now to the Pleasure Positive podcast and embark on a voyage where pleasure is not just celebrated, it's a way of life. Welcome to the Pleasure Positive podcast.
Ooh, I want pleasure, yeah. Our guest was recommended by you, our Clitorati. She is a somatic sex and intimacy coach here to show us the path to erotic wholeness and help us understand how masturbation is as sacred as radical activism. Please welcome Darshana Avila.
Welcome.
Yay. Yay.
Hello. I love it. And we were chatting a little bit before we started recording and you told us the meaning of your name. And tell me again, what was the meaning of your name? It was
to see and understand wisdom.
Are you going to help us understand the wisdom of masturbation today? Because I'm very excited about that.
That sounds like a perfect topic of conversation to talk about. The wisdom of masturbation.
That's the name of the episode.
That's the title.
The wisdom of masturbation. I love it. So you in your line of work and everything you're creating in the world, you do talk a lot about the word masturbation.
You talk about
owning the word and removing the shame and taboo around it. Can you tell us a little more about that and why that's important to you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For many of us, especially those of us who identify as women and were conditioned and acculturated as girls, there's a lot of shame and stigma that is bound up in that word. And it's seen as a dirty word. It's taboo. It's something you're just not supposed to do. And there are a million reasons why I could go into that being problematic. But so when I talk about reclaiming, masturbation on a very literal level is about touching and stimulating one's own body. And we all have a right to that. And so it's, to me, a very empowering act to connect with the words, the accurate words in anyone's given language, of course, to say, yeah, this is what I'm doing and it is my right and it is a healthy, natural, normal act as much as breathing.
That's amazing. Wow. And so you, in your teachings, you tend to stay away from the word self-pleasure. You like to use the word masturbation.
Yeah, I would say that's been the arc of things. I used to talk about self-pleasure all the time. So at first, if anyone was starting to feel like, oh my God, I shouldn't say that word, like, or that phrase, like, no. I prefer masturbation because I want us to all always be really mindful of the expectations and the kind of narrow framing that we might inadvertently be doing when we talk about a term like self-pleasure. It intimates then that it has to be pleasurable. And our sexuality and our sexual experiences can be a gigantically broad spectrum of things. And sure, I want everybody to have pleasure. And that's one of the beautiful things about touching yourself. But there are other reasons why you might want to touch yourself. So you could go in with a different intention. For instance, working with pain. You might have a spot in your body, in your vulva, in your groin, in your anus. If you suffer from endometriosis, if you've had an injury, there are many reasons why you'd want to take a more like therapeutic lens to your masturbation and be working on that. Also, you might touch into grief, sadness, longing, desire that has not been met when you're masturbating. And all of those things are not necessarily separate from an experience that it could include pleasure. But if we put the premium on pleasure as this is what it has to be, it dishonors the fact that we're like really complex beings who have lots of different emotions, lots of different sensations, and we want to welcome them all into our experience.
So it sounds like you're really talking about masturbation almost like a tool for all different facets of your life. I've never actually thought about it that way, to be totally honest, to masturbate and to deal with grief. Can you dive a little more into that? Like, how exactly does one use masturbation as a tool to process through, I don't want to say negative, different emotions?
Yeah. Okay. So let me just speak to my own direct experience, because what better than that, especially during the pandemic, because I am single and I don't have a consistent lover at this moment in my life. And me and masturbation are really good friends. I would not have survived this pandemic otherwise. So I can speak to many an instance though, where if I was in like a really deep masturbation session, or what I would call a lovemaking session with myself, right? Sometimes there's really a very fine line between the agony and the ecstasy of the experience. And so one moment I could be like panting and writhing in orgasm. And then the next moment there is a waterfall of tears and I'm moving grief through my body. And it's not that I necessarily set out with an intention to do that, but when we're really getting deep into the realm of our eroticism, and I'm really deliberate about using that word. Like, yes, I'm a sex and intimacy coach in so much as certain trainings that I've done and certain ways that I work in the world, but I really like to talk about eros and eroticism because that brings in that wider spectrum. It's our sensuality, it's our emotionality, it's our life force, which includes our sex, and our sex is super powerful. But there's a lot more there. And so talking about, like you said, Lindsay, like masturbation as a tool for different things. Yeah, you could masturbate to charge yourself up creatively speaking, like getting ready to do a big project. You can masturbate to relieve stress. You can masturbate as a means of coming into your body more so that you can feel emotions that might not be accessible otherwise. There's so many things that you could be doing there. And like I said, pleasure is amazing and I want everybody to have tons and tons of it, but that's not the only thing that could happen.
I love reading your mindful masturbation meditation free ebook that anyone can access, because
it's true.
I highlighted this part that you are likely to, when masturbating, I'm going to quote you, you are likely to contact boredom, grief, pain, resistance, and these experiences are as valuable as our pleasure and essential to our erotic wholeness. So can you talk more about the erotic wholeness? What does that mean to you?
Yeah. For all of Thank us? You. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome question. What that's about to me is that we are erotic by nature. This is how we are born, in these deep sensing, feeling bodies. It's not for nothing that we like to have sex, that we like to eat good food, that we like to see beautiful scenery and art. And yes, I'm making generalizations. Some people don't like to have sex. Some people don't like food. But in general, we are these super sensuous creatures that are designed to be relating with life in all its many facets. So like our eroticism goes really wide. And that is just our natural state of being. Our wholeness is a choice, because as we live in a world where at every turn in like our dominant culture, it's, oh, shave off another part of yourself. Oh, take off another part of yourself. Oh, put the mask on. Don't show this. Don't do that. Suck in your stomach. Don't feel the way you do this is not okay. So on and so forth. So when I talk about wholeness, it's like the antithesis of that. It's getting to know and reclaiming all the parts of yourself, the good, the bad, the ugly, the things that somebody else might have told you once upon a time were not acceptable, but yet they're you. Mm-hmm. And when we do this in relationship to our eroticism, we're liberating our life force. Mm-hmm. We're liberating that creative, vibrant, vital energy in us that often, for many of us, the only time we get to really touch into that is at that peak of an orgasm. Mm-hmm. And this is why mm-hmm. sex can be so compelling and even addictive. But we can access that, yes, in moments of orgasm, but also in life, in the broad and general sense, when we really do the work of healing and integrating the parts of ourselves, including our sexuality, that we haven't been authentically expressing.
I love that.
That's amazing.
You recommend about a 30-minute window to create your, at least, right? And quality over quantity. And so I'm going to share something that I observed about my masturbation practice over the last 2 weeks, which this last 2 weeks, there's been a lot more going on in my world. I've been planning my mom's 60th. Sorry, mom, for outing you. But and so I recognize, this must come up when I am a little overloaded. And what I noticed is over the last 2 weeks, it was quantity over quality, mm-hmm. like sometimes 3 times a day. Just saying. And that's
his quick one.
The way you said it, you're like, I'm just saying. And I'm like, who has time? I wish I had time to masturbate 3 times a day.
I know. I'm just trying to get one.
I'm trying to get to a week in. And she's 3 times a day, bitches.
These are like three. <thin ass.
laughs> They were more like 3 2-5 minute sessions.
I see.
And I noticed after a week of this, I'm like, wow, different than the last couple of weeks. All right. And then now that we're in this episode, I reviewed the ebook. I'm like, okay, something's going on here. Because this will happen. We're all go in and out of these masturbation cycles where it's actually all about quantity and not quality. And I can reflect on times where my focus is on quality. So I was just wondering if you could speak to some of that. I'm really interested in looking for myself. So when I look at my life, I can manage for these ebbs and flows that are mm-hmm. going to happen in life.
Totally. I love hearing about that because I realize that only we are seeing each other's faces and other people are hearing our voices. But it's raise your hand if sometimes you go for quantity over quality. Do that. I do that.
I definitely do.
Yeah, right? I want to normalize it and take any sense of shame. Oh, no. Mm. Because our masturbation, y'all do you. Everybody listening, do you. Okay, that's the whole point. But
I actually did me last night. I did.
Good. Thank you.
I couldn't sleep. I pulled out my bush clitoral sucker. Those clitoral suckers have changed my masturbation game. Sorry, go ahead.
Don't be sorry. People need to know.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so many great ways and toys and tools to use, but I digress to sugar's question. Yeah. It's that another food metaphor. Like you could eat fast food all your life and it will give you calories and it will fill your belly. But at a certain point in time, you're going to realize, this just doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel right. And the quantity versus quality conversation about masturbation is like that. You can have all the releases that you want, those quick, hot, fast, furious. For me, it's porn that is working for whatever my mood of the moment and a vibrator on my clit. And sure, I can get myself off. That's easy to do. It's a really different thing to dedicate the time to say, I'm going to carve out 30 minutes. I'm going to create an intentional space, a sacred space. And I want to demystify the word sacred. It's not something out there. It's not something super woo. It's not something religious necessarily. It's really about honoring. Like, I'm worthy of my own attention. I'm worthy of my own presence. I want to acknowledge the sacredness of my body, of my sexuality and my expression. And so I'm going to create a time and a space and connect with myself like I was connecting with my dearest lover. And even with our partners, right? Yeah, sometimes you want a quickie. Cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all you're having, you're missing out on so much, right? So it's really no different when it comes to masturbation. It's more about expanding the menu of what's possible and having more variety in the way that you're connecting with yourself versus saying there's a right way and a wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to have to help me out with this one. I feel like I just outed myself in another episode recently and I said I have no imagination. I'm like the Erica Lust porn, Zvush clitoral suckle vibrator, 2 minutes and done. Okay, that's not true. Recently, I did a sex magic meditation. That was great. And I like candles and everything. But I'm like, what are some ways we can get creative with our masturbation? Because I'm at a loss, honestly. Can you give us some suggestions?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you can go get the ebook, as Katie has so graciously emphasized. A free ebook.
We'll be linking that in the show notes for sure.
Yeah, and it's a great jumping off point. Of course, everything is not in there that could possibly be said around this wonderful question, Lindsay, because you're naming something that is just so normal. We find a path that works for us, and so we keep following that path. And you just described the path that I followed for most of my life too. It's like porn, vibrator, done. Boom. Good. It works.
That's
right?
Me.
Like, yay. Mm-hmm. So again, there's not a problem, but the way that our systems are wired, and really what I'm talking about is the way our brains are wired here, is that repetitive pattern, it becomes like a path that we are digging and digging a deeper trench every time we follow it. And so while it's reliable, we're also getting stuck down in that trench. And so it's going to take some effort to climb out of it. It's not necessarily that, you know, don't say you aren't creative. I imagine you actually could be very creative, but like your literal brain chemistry is working against you here of saying, hey, this works. Don't fuck it up. You're not going to fuck it up. You're going to create some different pathways.
Well, I think you're right because I have experienced in my life, so we did an episode on like the 5 different types of clits. And I have a really small clit. So like a small clit is categorized as like something that's like a grain of rice. So I go numb very easily. So I used to get frustrated a lot in sexual encounters and in masturbation. So it's most of the time I wouldn't come. So when I figured out something that worked, I was like, I'm sticking to that because otherwise I just had like blue vulva.
Yeah.
Blue vulva. I will say I've been like pretty impressed with myself. So I am in the category of the quick masturbation center sessions. I haven't made love to myself in a very long time. And I'm also a full-time mom and I also work part-time and it's COVID. So it's all me because my husband also works full-time. But I was like really excited this week because we got the new Vush vibrators and I hadn't tried the Rose yet. And I, for the very first time, felt the bulb vestibule. So I'm always going to like the clit, right? And then with this toy, I finally felt it of the bulb area. And we had just done another episode where Cam Frazier brought on a clit little toy, basically.
It was shaped like a kit.
But I remembered it in the moment. Everyone listening out there, remember, it's not just the glit. There's these areas on the side too. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit more about this experience?
I would love nothing more than to talk about this. It's one of my most favorite things. And I'm going to correct you, Nurse Katie.
Yes.
Because it's all the clitoris. We keep talking about as the clit, and I'm sure this has come up before, what we regularly refer to as the clit is the head of the clit, equivalent to the head of a penis. And it's that little pearl, the little grain of rice. Some bodies it's bigger, some bodies it's smaller. But what you're speaking about, the vestibular bulbs, and what is often called the legs of the clitoris, they're internal structures. But here's what's amazing about this, all right, y'all. If you know what the anatomy of a penis looks like, which most of us do, because the dominant education we receive is always from the male perspective, anatomy. It's all the same parts configured differently. And why I'm referencing this is because just like a penis can go from being flaccid to being erect because the tissue fills with fluids, guess what happens in those vestibular bulbs? They fill with fluid. they actually support our experience of arousal. They make penetration more enjoyable. So to your point, when it's all about the head, it's like giving a blowjob and only like licking the top of the head and then forgetting that there's this entire shaft that wants to be touched and stroked and sucked and whatever else is going on there. So when it comes to bodies with vulvas, massaging over your outer labia, whether you're doing that with your hands, you're doing that with a vibrator, massaging over your outer labia is going to get you roughly along where those bulbs run on the inside. Mm. It's actually not, you won't contact them through intravaginal penetration. It's just not as your pelvic bones there and there's other things going on. But you, if you go along the side, so I'm talking about right beyond the head of your clitoris, before mm-hmm. you get to your thighs, everyone can touch their body right now listening. Be like, where is that? Give a little stroke.
Yeah. Pull over your car right now and touch your bulbs.
Okay. I'm touching
maybe
them.
Not if you're driving.
And I said, pull over your car. I'm also listening to this conversation. I realized I shouldn't have said that I had blue vulva. I had blue bulbs. Because I was ignoring my bulbs.
Blue bulbs. There you go.
Let's make them like really rosy and flush and full of all sorts of juicy, mm-hmm. alive goodness. Yeah. Another spot in our body that does the same thing, and this does not make a difference if you've got a penis, if you've got a vulva, is our perineum. Mm-hmm. So the spot mm-hmm. between our the front of our genitals and our anus also is that spongy tissue that will fill up with fluid and really likes to be massaged. So when you talk, Lindsay, back to your like, how do I create more variety? Here's one way. It's just to start touching yourself in different places to expand outward around your genitals, your inner thighs, your ass, to also like caress and stroke your whole body and figure out like, oh, so might there be like a little spot? Like for me, the underside of my breast turns out to be very sensitive, which I didn't know for the longest time, like in my young years when I was with unskillful lovers who meant well, but they just go straight to my nipples. And I'm like, why don't I ever feel anything? Why don't I ever like this? Oh, because I actually want to have my whole breasts included. And I really like to have gentle stroking and sucking along the curvy part of my C cups. There's some girth there.
Yeah.
Girth.
Don't forget about the rest of it.
More than a handful.
And in the same way that like, I think many of us who are having conversations about sex, we often are leaning in the direction of more variety and advocate for more of what you want. It's no different when we're masturbating. You got to have a conversation with yourself. Be like, hey, like you're really like monotonous. Can we pick it up? You know?
Yeah. You're fucking boring, right? Can you change the name of your game, please? Jeez. So you said perineum and tissue that fills, that tissue is fleshy and it fills up with blood. And I like getting licked from all the way down, all
your
the
head
way
to your toes.
Yeah. So I mentioned this my mom's. Yeah. I mentioned it was my mom's 60th birthday.
From your head to your toes. I'm going to move from your bulbs down to the floor.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I sang a different theme song to my mom for her birthday. I didn't actually sing it for her birthday, but I mentioned to her in passing in the moments of getting ready, I was like, mom, it's your birthday. You can ask for whatever you want. Might I make a recommendation? And she's like, sure. And I was like, all right, here's how it goes. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. And then that's when I realized that's just what I want to tell people what to do on my birthday. Actually, by the time this episode airs, already will have happened.
Those are some talk about words of wisdom. Lick my neck, my back, my pussy, my crack. These are good places to lick.
Yeah. I also would have loved to see your mom's face, Sugar, when
she
said that.
She just, okay, let me paint the picture. She goes, that's what she says.
Oh, like she already knows
she loves it.
It was like somewhere between like obviously and also not right now.
What are you doing? Yeah,
like not the time and place and obviously.
At the front
like
door.
Sugar, who do you think your mother is?
Exactly. So this technique you're talking about, including other fleshy areas. So this is something that I have noticed come up for me, I am non-monogamous. Before shit got really fucked up in Los Angeles with COVID, I had multiple partners. Now I really don't. And I'm working to get back there safely one day. Pray for me, Clitorati. And because look, I did not sign up to be monogamous. Let me fucking tell you. I'm going to need a fucking pen pal soon. And
you
I don't even like
texting.
Ask
people to pray for your non-monogamy.
Yeah.
Hey, why please, not?
Look, I'm so bad at sexting that if I end up needing a pen pal, then we know all hell is broken loose because I can't even send a text to like people flirting with them. I'm just like, this is a bother. Let's just hang out.
I would love to be your pen pal, actually. I think it'd be fascinating.
My pen pal. That would be hilarious. But I've noticed I'll have to tell lovers, everyone licks in different ways and touches in different ways. And sometimes I feel a little bit embarrassed or hesitant, not embarrassed, hesitant to say, can you lick the whole damn genitals? Yeah. Can you actually put your tongue in my asshole, then drag it all the way up through the perineum, up the middle, in between the labia, and then suck on my clit? I'm open and transparent in my communication with lovers, but sometimes I'm a little hesitant to go there and to make that request, even though it's super pleasurable to me. I'll be like, yeah, maybe by the third time we hook up, I'll bring it up that I like my perineum licked. But until then, no rim jobs are on the table.
All right. Thank you for that, Sugar. Well, we're like, talking about masturbation.
Well, and also we're talking about though exploring all of the areas, all of the areas and bringing it into both realms. Like how we go about, I don't play with my asshole because my husband and I don't do anal sex together. And I noticed I haven't been touching my butthole at all. I haven't even been including my butthole.
Girl, she's just been I have got a butt plug in my masturbation bag.
So maybe if I masturbate and include my butthole, it could translate into more of my partnered sex with my husband.
Ta-da!
But you're talking about everything you're talking about with paralleling between the two worlds shows up. And I see where that shows up exactly for me.
Masturbation, back to like where we were earlier in the conversation of like different reasons to masturbate. Masturbating is a great way to figure out what you like. It is not apples to apples of what you're going to experience with a partner. So I hear that a lot from women that I work with in particular, because there is more like cultural societal permission for men to masturbate, people with penises to masturbate, but not always quite the same freedom for people who look like us.
Right.
And one of the best ways to get more of a sense of what feels good to you, what you would enjoy with a partner, is to explore for yourself, because the stakes are lower when you're with you. All the performance stuff is just, if that comes up for you with your partner, which it does for many people, do they like this? How do I look? Is this okay? And my work with people is about getting all of those voices out of your head ultimately. So that's what I want for everybody, is to not be so self-conscious, but let's just meet everybody where they're at, right? When chances are, many of us listening to this are really in our heads about things when we're with a partner. So one of the beautiful things is your masturbation is your space. You get to explore, you get to experiment, you can be creative. You might be a little disappointed if something doesn't work out the way that you wanted, but you're not involving anybody else. Didn't really work.
That, and one of the things that I like, they talk about the different types of orgasms that you can have, right? Like the ha-choo ones where it's just like the getting it done. And then there's like the mind blowing, curl bending, holy crap, I can't think ones. And I can only ever, I can only ever achieve those with a partner and only with oral sex. I've never had a mind-bending one by myself. Do you have any tips or advice? Is it like, do you guys have that happen to you? Do you guys have the mind-bending ones when you masturbate?
I think mostly only have the really mind-bending ones when I masturbate.
Really?
Like the opposite of what you just said.
I can have longer orgasms by myself because I'm not distracted by the other person. When I'm with someone and they start fidgeting, that extra energy beyond fucking, but when there's like a fidgeting going on, whether it's like a moving hair, I get very distracted by that. I noticed. So when I'm by myself,
you get distracted. Yeah.
When I'm by myself, I'm the only thing distracting. Like you're right, there's way less distraction and it's quieter. So I can almost hear my orgasm more versus as I'm experiencing orgasm, also bearing witness into all the noises my partner's making and the thing, the way the bed's moving.
Yeah. So do you have any tips for how to have those? What are a couple of your favorite pro tips? And is there any way that I can access having those mind-bending ones on my own?
Yeah. For starters, we're going to have to evolve beyond 2 minutes with a bush clit sucker and a porn video because it's not as likely to happen then. And that's just the truth of the matter. Like, every body, two separate words, every body is different. We all respond differently. The anatomy of our arousal is going to be distinct, both in terms of like physical anatomy, but also the landscape on a more kind of subtle level here, when we're talking about the energetics and so on and so forth. So really it is about creating experiences that let you be as relaxed as you can, as present as you can. Like what Sugar was just talking about is very common actually around, there's a certain overstimulation that sometimes happens when we're with another person or multiple people, and then it's just like exponential. And for some of us, we really need to turn our focus inward. Like we need to be present with the sensations in our body, and then we can follow and amplify them more because we're actually paying attention to them. So beyond like just technique of like, how do I do, you know, what is the way that I should breathe or squeeze my pelvic muscles, which all of that could actually work, by the way, can be very helpful, like learning certain techniques. But it boils down to being a practice in what gets you most present, because that's when your orgasm is going to have a capacity to be more expansive. And another little rabbit hole that we may or may not have time to go down in full, but talking about like different kinds of orgasms, I think we've talked a lot about clits tonight, and it's clit talk, so that totally makes sense. But there's cervical orgasm, which is like a deep experience that a lot of women have never had, or a lot of bodies with cervixes have never necessarily had. There's like internal vaginal orgasm. So there are different ways that our bodies are capable of experiencing that more peak orgasmic state, or sometimes it's like waving, like waves of orgasm that can roll through. And again, it's practicing and experimenting with different ways of being with your body. I'd love to give you like a whole list of all the things, but that might have to be another conversation.
Yeah, totally. I think, and I don't know, I know I'm getting very specific now, but I think for me, it's very hard for me to relax my mind and get present like you're talking to when I use my hands. And so I think I use the vibrator because it is the only way to let my mind get clear, or when a partner is going down on me, I can actually relax into it. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like masturbating is the thing that distracts me.
Isn't that interesting?
Like I try to do it manually or something, because then I'm just like, I'm so present to what my hand is doing versus being embodied.
Yeah. And so we don't have to make that bad or wrong in any way. It's something I'm curious about, right? But so then it's like, maybe the bridge is, what about using a wand or something that's not motorized, that can be an extension of your hand, that's like the in-between of like just hand or vibrator, right? So using different tools and toys and implements, or a dildo, or like something that, you know, can just be a different way of experimenting with yourself.
And I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And back to the fact that boredom can show up for some people, like especially bodies with vulvas, like stimulating yourself manually, boredom can really come up. I don't know about you. It takes me a while.
I get real bored, like real quick with this in my hand.
Tired.
This sucks. I just want someone else to do it for me.
Yeah.
So what, do you have any favorite wands? Do you like, for masturbation, what are some of your favorite? Do you like the crystal ones? Are there other kinds of wands? Which ones work the best?
Yeah, I tend toward glass, crystal, or stainless steel, which is obviously a wide variety. The stainless steel that are weighted, which there's different shapes, like that's for me, a very yummy grounding experience to have the weightiness of it. One of my most favorite wands, I'm going to give a shout out to my dear friend Olivia of Self Cervix. She designed a glass wand that is specifically about for cervical stimulation. And I've had mine for years, way back when I used to do some coaching for this community. And I love my cervical stimulation wand. And it's this cool S-shaped thing that you can get a really good grip on and it gets right up into your cervix. Its intention is for a very specific style of practice called de-armoring, which is all about removing blockages and tension and waking up sensation in the body, in this case, in the cervix. Mm-hmm. So again, whole nother rabbit hole of conversation. I love my cervical wand.
Okay. This sounds like something I could get on board with.
Yeah. I mean, I just freaking Instagrammed this company and this looks amazing.
Yeah.
They have 20,000 followers.
Yeah,
they fucking do. That means there's like
we should have her on the show.
There's so many women talk about out there waking who your know cervix about up. This that we don't. And a lot of people. I mean, this sounds incredible because yeah. I love you said the weightiness. I love me a heavy dick. So
your face right now.
Amazing. So like I feel like you just get it. Yeah. No, I've never tried. I've never tried
a stainless. Me.
You fucking get me. I've actually never tried a stainless steel dildo before ever.
I haven't either.
I haven't either. I'm fascinated though. I'm like really interested in this. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe we all masturbate with some weighted stainless steel and then we come back and have a conversation about it.
Yeah, seriously.
I love that idea.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Great. Like on that. Zoom together?
What?
Sure.
What'd you say?
No, not.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Me and Sugar.
You do.
Once a month, I actually do a Zoom masturbation circle. So.
No, how are we meeting each other? When I was 11 years old, I was the culprit that had all my friends at a play date get into a circle and group masturbate individually together and then in the jacuzzi. That was me at 11.
Yeah.
You're amazing, Sugar. You're just ahead of your time, honey.
So wait, you do masturbation circles?
Are people on camera with each other?
Is it?
You're at choice.
I would be into that. I would do that.
That's the closest Katie's ever going to get to an orgy.
Katie.
Every month on or near the full moon, it's for cis women. We do an astrological download about the full moon and then we self-pleasure. I use that term in a sex magic ritual.
Oh, girl.
What the fuck? How are you just now telling us about this?
There's a lot of good stuff.
Oh my.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So I want to do that. How it's do like, we do that?
We have to. Yeah.
It's also on my website right this here, is, the free ebook.
Absolutely. Oh,
the
my
moon
God.
Circle. So the everyone, hey, Clitoris,
girls, we're doing this. We're going to do this with her and then come back and talk about it.
Yeah. We're going to.
This is amazing. This is a game changer. This might be a little changer. Ahead of its time, but I'm with you. I am so right there with you. I'm like, let's do this.
It like fulfills one of my fantasies of like, I don't act like a fantasy is not something that I actually want to do, but I think it turns me on because I've always been like, I'm going to cam girls. So like, that's what I imagined. That's how I might show up in the moon circle.
I like awesome. It. Wow. I love that. So was it, did it used to be in person before COVID or has it always been Zoom?
I actually just started doing them a couple months ago. I have done them in person in the past, which is an amazing, deep experience. And so for anyone out there who's like, oh my God, or whatever the voices in your head are saying, or the voices that are coming out of your mouth are saying about this, like you would be amazed at how deeply and beautifully intimate it is when a group of people decides to come together with like really clear intention. Mm-hmm. And explore erotic energy. This it isn't an orgy, and all for orgies, all for play parties. Like I'm very sex positive and love those spaces.
Yep. Me too.
And this isn't that, and that's okay because that is not for everyone. Just like this is not for everyone. But
yeah.
If you are intrigued, and I do. It is a choice that I make to have this space be for cis women only, for the sake of creating a container that can feel safe.
Totally.
And it's beautiful. It's a really deep journey into relationship with self, but then you're also connecting to the field, the wider field of this circle of women, or if we're doing it on Zoom, many squares of women.
Yeah.
I'm coming to the next one. And yay. I also, when this pandemic thing is over, I think that's something I'd really like to create is a female group in-person masturbation. I think it would be real super powerful. Talk about sex magic. That's amazing. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to do it in person.
I think it's that was the boundary for Katie. It's like Zoom or nothing.
That was Katie's boundary.
Fun. Maybe you wear blindfolds. I don't know.
Oh my God.
And you just are hearing the sounds of people. That could be hot. I like that idea.
I've been to such a circle. It was actually very hot. We all wore blindfolds.
That's hot too. Yeah.
That's hot. I like that. Yeah,
that's great.
Okay, I like everyone being in blindfold. Okay. I don't know.
yeah. Everyone. So then your other senses can take over. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what I'm taking away from this episode is I'm into group masturbation, either in person on Zoom, and I need a steel dildo.
A weighty dildo.
I've done my job.
Yes.
No, and it seems so obvious, and I have wanted to try wands before, and now I'm like, oh, yeah, because you really helped me demystify it. I don't want to do it with my hand. And you being like, that's okay. Maybe that's just how you work and there's other tools. I know it seems so simple, but until you said it, it never dawned on me.
Mm.
Yeah,
and you didn't make me wrong for what I was sharing. And I think that's so beautiful. And it just speaks to work that you're doing with your clients and the sacred circles that you're creating and this ebook that I'm definitely reading again. And just really appreciate you taking the time to come on and be with us today. And this was really amazing. And obviously, we are huge fans of masturbation and really believe in both its magic and power of healing. And so we are definitely your partners in that. And thank you for coming on and opening our minds to all the multifaceted ways that masturbation can make a difference in your life. Mm-hmm. So can you share with our listeners the best way for them to get in touch with you, to potentially work with you? Obviously, we're going to have a link to your ebook and your website in the show notes. But where can people follow you?
Absolutely. I'm on Instagram at Erotic Wholeness. And my website is my name, Darshana Avila. You can find out about one-on-one work. I guide a six-month deep diving journey for women. I do sessions with women and their partners of all genders, both coaching, counseling, guiding, as well as erotic body work. So there is a wide spectrum of possibility. There are group offerings, the Moon Circle among them. So lots of different options. And really, it's like, my deep passion is our individual erotic liberation is in service to our collective liberation. So for those of us who are dialed in, there are things that need to be different in the world. This is a part of that for real. So the more empowered we are and connected to our erotic energy, like we make change, we make positive change. So thanks for being in that camp and giving me a chance to chat about all this juicy, wonderful goodness with you and your listeners.
Yes, we're going to definitely have you come back on once we do one of your moon circles.
I'd be delighted.
Amazing. All right. Again, thank you so much. And Clitorati, you know what time it is. We're going to see you next Tuesday. Bye.